Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Put your back into it, break your bread, throw down into the dust, and raise up your dead. Bring the thunder, bring the noise, bring all of the intellectual capacity you have with your toys. There is nothing to be afraid of, there is nothing to be sure of. The world is a wondrous place, but sometimes darkness shows its face. This complete thing is being completely done off the top of my head because I figure if I'm going to be a zombie, I might as well not be completely dead. And the things that I throw, I know. You can hear, you can play, you can tell me anything, anyway, and I will still come back to the show. Because the show must always go on, must never stop. There can be no stop, because if I do, then Cthulhu gets you. I'm okay with that, because in the end result, net game of the game, that could work out well for both Cthulhu and I. And I don't know, and I'm not going to say anything, because I might poke out somebody's little eye, either that or their big eye. I don't know whichever one they're going to be using, whichever one might be a particular participle placement in this particular point in periphery. I may have pronounced that incorrectly. However, but I will still continue going on, because that is what the zombies do. We do not stop. We continue to go. We keep moving forward with every step in the moment and placement of time as it continues rolling down this track. We will bring change to the world. We will take over. I have a plan for complete and total domination, and I need your help to do it. I need you to support me in my plans for world domination, because if I don't do it, who else is? Do you want to leave some guy like, oh, I don't know, I'm not going to name names because it's not worth placing any names on it, because everybody will just blame and go, blah, 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 that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy, that person, nah, they're all horrible. They can't run the world. They can't make the changes that are particularly required to keep this mud ball spinning in tune around this sun. We need to pick up the bootstraps of society. This civilization that is burning and on the edge of its own versatility. I don't think that's a real word, but I just sort of made it up as I was going. We have to kickstart it. We have to reboot it. We have to take it apart and put it back together again. This little planet, this little pearl of green and blue and brown that sits in the heavens above, in the sky, we are all part of this thing, this dichotomy, this whole environmental perspective. It needs to be changed. It needs to be replaced. Take my word for it. As a zombie, I know these things, and you will follow what I say on these things. Because you know I'm right. You know that the zombies are coming. You know that not only are they coming, but they bring along a wave of change and a wave of personal growth that is going to make everybody on this planet part of the entirety, part of the stream, part of the green, part of the whole happy. Hello, EW, how's it going?
Oh, wait, was that part of the speech?
What speech?
I don't know.
Was I speeching?
I think so.
Oh, my. I thought I was just talking. Wait, there's people here? Are we on? What the hell? You're supposed to warn a brother when these things are turned on.
Oh, I thought you were on a roll there. I was just going to let you go.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to do an entire show. It's going to be blah, 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 blah. And I was just going to do a whole show.
I wonder how many people would keep listening. How many
does
would it take to make them turn away?
I'm thinking it might take a few. Because, you know, at any moment they'd expect, and then insert an intelligent little response in the corner of the soul that opens up a little darkness soul, and a little hole opens up, and then it looks like a little flower. And that flower leads to enlightenment. Blah, 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 and blah. Flower of enlightenment.
Me, 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 me.
I don't know what the hell that's, what? That made no sense at all, EW. None.
I could have
said,
what
the hell?
I could have said hob. Hob.
You know what a hob is, right?
No.
It's an old name for a devil.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was trying to say blah backwards.
Blah backwards would be hob.
That's what I was saying.
No, you said hob.
Hob. Hob.
Oh, H-O-B. Hob.
No.
As an old hob.
H-A-L-B.
H-A-L-B. That's hob.
Okay, so I have an accent.
Y'all think you got a bit of an accent, brother?
Just a little.
Way better, a little mutt, kind of the southern top Texas kind of accent. I don't got a southern accent. I can't do that one.
Darn Texas.
Dang, damn it. Texans all over the world. What the hell? They're not all over the world. They're down there in Texas.
Well, you get people around there to say they're going to start fixing to do something. Texas just made it to you.
Nah. Texas ain't not leaving their country. They're going to stay there. They're going to be happy with where they are and they are.
I'm glad you called it a country and not a state.
I know they all think it is a country, not a state and whatever. But, you know, it's all going to be wherever it's going to be, right?
Yep.
And I know, Jack, I know. Alex Lifeson did beat me to that idea because, you know what? He stole my idea. I told him it, and he stole it. Why am I talking like that accent? I don't know where the hell that one's coming from.
I don't know.
What the hell is that even supposed to be? Who? What? Where?
It's a zombie accent.
Dude, I got so much crap inside my head sometimes. It's like, where the hell did that come from? I don't know.
This is the accent of a zombie who's eaten one too many brains.
There's no such thing as one too many brains.
Wouldn't it be funny if the zombie absorbed the knowledge of each brain that it consumed?
You need to read a comic book called iZombie.
I think I do recall that one.
Yes. The young lady is a zombie, and every time she eats a brain, she recovers a part of their memories and loses a part of hers.
And eventually becomes nobody.
Nope. Eventually becomes a godlike creature that saves the entire universe from these other godlike creatures from outside of this universe trying to tear it apart and rip it apart and eat it all up.
Quite interesting.
Actually, a really good comic. I enjoyed it immensely. Dudeface, who did that one, then went on to... He's doing Silver Surfer now.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty good comic. I recommend it highly. I think it went up to 26 issues.
Interesting.
Yes. I watched a movie today, last night, this weekend.
What'd you watch?
Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
We don't have any church-going audience members, right?
I don't know.
Well, they're going to get a wee bit of shock then if I start talking about this movie.
Well, I guess they're in for a shock.
Shock the church going. Shock them.
Shock them with a big stick.
Dead hooker in a trunk. Yes, I love the title.
You've said this title once before.
I have mentioned this movie before. I'd never seen it before, but I saw it this weekend. The Soska Sisters,
mm-hmm.
That was their debut movie.
Oh,
that was their
okay.
first movie out. It's extremely violent. It starts off pretty, it's like, it's all shaky hacking cam. Gosh, darn it, look at it. It's punks. It's people roustabouting, da-da-da-da-da. And then they wake up and find a dead hooker in their trunk. It's like, there's a dead hooker in the trunk. How the hell did the hooker get dead in the trunk? I don't know. Last night was kind of hazy.
Kind of like the movie Hangover, wake up with a tiger in your bathroom?
Elizabeth... No, Jack, it wasn't. And I don't know what you're talking about on the rest of that, but moving on to the next thing. Huh?
Huh?
Say what now?
You lost me.
That's okay, I lost three other people too, and I don't even know what they were doing here.
Well, that guy over there was stealing your cookies.
No, he wasn't.
He's got a whole handful of them.
Teacher to young boy, hey, what happens when you have 10 cookies and somebody asks for 2 of them? How many do you have? 10. No. What if somebody forcibly took 2 cookies from the 10 that you have? What would you have then? I'd have 10 cookies and a dead body. I saw this joke earlier today and I was laughing my ass off. It was funny as hell.
Yep.
Keenan has something that I like.
What's that?
He has an autographed picture from someone.
Ah, yes. I was supposed to have her on for an interview some time ago. I need to see if I still have her number and contact her.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Really?
Yep.
Because
she'll kill you.
I was kind of stoked. She's an awesome lady.
Yes, she is. She's a great person. I've known her for a long time online. But she's no dead hooker in a trunk, that's for darn sure.
That's for sure.
So this is the only movie that I've actually seen the Saskas in the movie, playing in the movie, other than just sort of like a cameo. They were the main characters of the movie.
Hmm.
I love the car they have in this movie. Seeing the progression of their directing careers from Dead Hooker to American Mary to See No Evil 2, it is, holy crap, look at the progression of directorial style.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Hooker is definitely what you call a very, 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 very low-budget B-movie. It doesn't apologize itself. It doesn't really set a standpoint as to where it might be. It doesn't even pretend to be anything other than a very simple, low-budget movie. And it's actually quite funny. I was a little leery about watching it because a friend of mine, I'd suggested the movie to him a long time ago, just on the title alone. He's like, oh, I gotta watch the movie. That title is just awesome. And then he came back and said, oh, I hate this movie. It didn't work for me. I, on the other hand, enjoyed this movie because I could see so much in there. I'd probably change a few things, but that's just me being a little bit critical and stuff and whatever. But I thought purely on its own merit, the storyline, the concept, the execution was like, this is just awesome. This is fun. You know what I mean?
Yep.
As I keep talking, going on, and then I suddenly stop. Ha! I do that. Ha ha!
Yes, you do.
Ha ha! I'm good at that. Well, amongst other things, too. So yeah, Dead Hooker in a Trunk. I recommend it to anybody who's got an hour and a half they want to just watch something that's like, what the hell?
It sounds like one of those movies.
It is really violent. It's like there's a couple of... Well, there's a couple of attempted rape scenes, and then some just beating the crap out of somebody scenes, and it's like, I don't know, is this blurring the line of actually somebody beating up somebody, or is this really actually well done kind of artful violence, or whatever you want to call it?
Like coming close to crossing over to snuff film?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dangerous road to walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know nobody obviously got hurt because, well, the movie never would have gotten a release if it had.
This is true.
Well, especially seeing as how it's in Canada. In Canada, there are some really strong specific laws about violence, portrayal of violence, and an actuality of execution of violence. You cannot have an actual violent act committed on film.
Is there any place that can actually create snuff films?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Most of Asia.
Really?
Yeah. They have no laws against it. If I'm not mistaken, it's either Philippines or Polynesia, I can't remember which one, but they have no copyright laws in that country. So any movie made there is, by default, public domain.
Hmm.
It's a really kind of, why did you guys not think about this ahead of time? Oh, because that kind of concept of law is not something you guys really concerned yourselves with. Okay.
Wow.
Nah. And then, of course, Russia. Because they don't care about anybody.
Yeah, this is true. What, didn't they have, and I think they still, you can still find them, the film collection called Faces of Death?
Yep.
And those were borderline snuff.
Supposedly.
But those
I don't believe they were. Films. I believe the first one might have been, but all of the subsequent ones, I think they were all, what's the word I want to think use here? It's a very fancy word. Not matriculated.
Articulated?
No, I would say that they were artifice. They were contrived. They were built. Somebody made them look like that. But the original ABCs of Death, I don't think the original Faces of Death, I don't think are necessarily all real snuff-type stuff. Because I know that the U.S. had same laws, Canada has complete laws. You cannot show a clip of anybody actually dying.
Hmm.
Do you actually face federal prosecution if you do it? When you see the news up here in Canada, you see some blood splatter on the ground, fine, you can do that, but you can't show a dead body.
No, I think they've shown dead bodies on our news.
Oh, I know they've shown dead bodies on the U.S. news, but up until, I don't know when, so don't quote me on a time, but I know that there was a period in time where it was illegal.
Because I believe, if I recall right, September 11th, they were showing the bodies of people jumping out of the building.
They were showing that for about half an hour, and then all of that footage got pulled.
Oh, you can still find it.
Oh, I know you can still find it, because there were still people like, we're going to tape this whole damn thing! And then people have copied it and whatever. But the actual, during that day, because I woke up, I don't know, mid-morning on that, and when I saw what was happening, I was like, what the fudge? And I was like, and then I heard about the footage of people jumping out. I was like, what? They showed that crap?
Yeah, I was watching the live broadcast when they showed it. And, dude, I was just like, whoa. I mean, everybody that was sitting in the office at the time seeing that were freaking out.
Yeah, and I imagine there would be. I mean, no matter what. Sorry, just read funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, my train of thought went down a different track. Yeah, no, I mean, when I saw that, too, it was like, holy crap, this world just got messed up.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Yeah, and what Jack says about the Faces of Death thing. I don't think the actual snuff films can get too much out there. I think there's one or two movies where an actual event has been captured and has been kept in the movie sort of thing, much like a little Vietnamese kid in, oh, what the hell was that movie? Ah, crap. Helicopter went down, blade spliced the kid in half.
Oh, wow.
What the hell was that movie?
I don't know that one.
Vic Tayback was it Vic Tayback? Ah, crap, it's an 80s movie.
Hmm. Well, see, I know there's a website. I don't know. I'm going to check right now, see if it still exists.
Don't do it. It's a trap. It wasn't the Crypt Keeper movie. It was not Creepshow.
Still exists.
Of course it does. Oh, man, I can't remember the name of the movie. But it was one of the first of those really... the vignette style horror movie type things like Creepshow and those ones. Twilight Zone, that's it, thank you. Yeah, Twilight Zone. That happened on the set of Twilight Zone.
That was an official, that was a real deal?
That was a real death, yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it's actually in the movie, but I think parts of it made it into the movie. Vic Morrow, not Vic Tayback. Right, thank you, Jack. Jack is a font of information. Because he's probably looking things up faster than I was, because I wasn't looking anything up, because I've got the Mantrak mind here going, zombie ding, 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 ding. I'm going to highly recommend a movie for everyone to watch, because I just thought of it, and I just suggested it to you earlier. It's a movie called Chappie. I saw the trailer for this, and it's like, I'm going to have to watch this movie.
Hmm.
The same people who do District 9 did this movie, set in South Africa.
I have yet to watch District 9.
Dude. Seriously?
Yeah.
What the fudge?
Well,
it's a good movie.
Actually,
I'm going to say it's a great movie. Because it's one of those movies that you don't like the guy in the beginning, but you end up feeling sorry for him later.
Hmm.
It's an awesome movie, because I never get that personality shift for a character in a movie. If I usually like him at the beginning, I usually like him at the end. If I hate him at the beginning, I usually hate him at the end. Movies usually cannot make me do a, oh, goodness, I didn't realize that kind of thing thought. You know what I mean?
Okay. Sure.
It's good. Watch it. Chappie has a singular interest for me in... Some of the people who are in the movie is actually the band Dianthwerp.
Hmm.
They're a musical band from South Africa, and they're kind of they're weird, but I like their music. They're like, that's just weird. They have the one song, I Think You're Creepy. What the hell was it? I think you're creepy and I like you a lot. Kind of a weird song. But it's neat. And they seem to be the main characters in the movie, or part of the main characters. But it's about a robot that becomes self-aware.
Hmm. Okay.
So, I just thrown that out there randomly because I like doing my random-like thing, and then I'm going to go back to other things that we'll watch this weekend. I watched a whole whopload of TV.
Did you?
Yes. So I've watched the remaining Gotham episodes, the remaining Flash episodes, and the remaining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode. I think I need to watch one more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode to be fully up to mid-season.
I'm assuming you didn't see the mid-season finale then.
I saw... let's put it this way. I saw... what's his face? The black guy who was becoming friends with the guy who had the coma underwater.
Yeah, I can't.
Mechanic guy.
Right now. I want to say Trip, but Trip's the other guy.
Trip's the other guy, yes. Not him, the other guy. I saw him go all rage beast thing and get thrown down the shaft.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
that was the end of the episode. It's like, they killed him. And I knew it. I told you. Kree. I said it. Kree.
Yep.
They were Kree. I knew it. It's like, what? They were angels. Their color sky blue. They fell from the sky. They're Kree.
Yep. But I
totally knew it.
But I want to know what the heck is going on with, why did he turn that way?
Here's the thing. Here's part of the storyline for the comic books in the Marvel Universe. The Kree. What they did is they were genetic manipulators. Okay? So they made people make things and do things, and they shaped people. They created the species on the planet Earth called the Inhumans.
Right.
The Inhumans, which, by the way, movie coming out. Sorry, not that movie, Inhumans, but something related to the humans later on. Coming out. They change when exposed to the Terrigenesis mists. Guess what I think the Diviner is? A key to the Terrigenesis mists.
Possibly.
I think that's the point that they're going to be making in the show, and that is going to be freaking awesome, and they have to hurry up and get to this point, because I want to see that. Dude, you have no idea. These are some of my favorite character things in the Marvel Universe. The Inhumans. The Kree. I love the Kree. Captain Marvel is a Kree warrior.
Well, you know they're not going to go deep into it yet until...
Of course not.
Films.
They're going to be laying down a whole crap ton of groundwork on it. It's going to take them a couple of years before they put all this down. Because that's how the comic book world did a good job, is layers, 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 layers. Put all these layers down. It's like, look, fun. You know?
Right.
This is what Marvel used to do really, really well, is they create a world, and then they put all these layers into it, create all these different little intricate interconnecting pieces of a puzzle, and then they drop something random into the middle of it. It's like, okay, now go play.
Yeah, there's some curiosities that the way this one ended. I'm just not sure where they're going to go with it yet. I agree they're probably going to be introducing some of that, what you just described. I mean, there's no doubts about that. But there's that, you know, I mean, like Sky. There's just something about that that's pushing me
off. Sky is going to be Captain Marvel.
You think so?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was
It was the first random thought that came to my mind. It's like, wait a second.
It could be, though.
Carol Danvers, how they introduced her in the comic books is weird, because she's not a Kree. But she was bestowed the power of the Kree by a dying Captain Marvel.
Hmm.
Who was Kree?
Well, her mother, they finally gave you that information. Her mother was...
Yeah, did you see him rip her apart?
Yes.
Holy Jesus! What did you take from her? Everything that I could. Oh!
And he did it to figure out how to gain some, you know, the health this long, but there's more to it.
Oh, hell yeah. Totally there's going to be more to that. I'm totally... See, this is... Okay, I've been hearing a lot of people bitch slam the show for a while by saying, oh, it's kind of boring, they're not really doing anything. Dudes, read a book! try and figure out how a story works. It gets development. You got to build characters. You got to build spaces. You got to build people. You got to build all of these story components so that when you get to that what that fudge moment, mm-hmm. it's a payoff that makes sense.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, there is going to be a major payoff for the television show.
Yeah.
Then that's going to birth probably the next film.
Well, the next films are already birthed. They're already being built. They're already being, half of the Avengers Ultron movie, which is not even supposed to be out for another year and a half, it's already pretty much in the can. They're still playing with it. On the Blu-ray release for Guardians that came out this week, I haven't watched the disc yet because I haven't had time. So sad me. But me gots. There's preview stuff on it for the Ultron movie. And they had that whole wide released leak, quotes, air quotes, leak, and then official release of the clip from the movie. And it's like, dude, that's all fully post-productioned already.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is going to be a payoff just for the TV series. I think it's going to be a payoff for the TV series, for the series of movies, and for ongoing series that are going to be going collaterally. Agents Carter, I love the way that they introduce her in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It really brings depth and difference to all of it. And yeah, I like what Jack just said there. Actually, Keenan, I'm pretty sure you're joking there, but yes, Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel, he died. Do you know what he died of? Can you guess there, Edub?
You know, I used to know. I can't remember.
This was one of the coolest events Marvel ever did in their comic book universe.
Yeah, remind me, because I totally forgot.
Okay, everybody in the Marvel universe normally dies from some kind of conflict.
Right.
Okay. They're fighting. There's a battle. Hulk kills somebody. Galactus kills somebody. Somebody else kills somebody. Captain Marvel died of cancer in his bed.
I don't remember that.
Big, big, big cover splay. If you look up Death of Captain Marvel, you'll see the whole image is Captain Marvel in a bed hooked up to an IV drip with 20, 30 superheroes around the bed watching him die.
You know I'm going to look that up, right?
Well, of course you're going to look that up, because it's actually a very cool comic book. Because it's one of those things. That character died. He stayed dead. They reintroduced him once or twice in subsequent things, because Marvel likes to do that. But then they let him die again, because that's what he was supposed to be. His character wasn't reborn, rebirthed, resurrected. It was, hey, we're messing with some people. We brought you, but we're not going to tell you whether or not you're real or he's real. He's just there.
Yeah, sadly, none of the covers that I'm looking at actually shows that.
What?
Yeah, what they got. Let me pull this one up. This is
dude, seriously? I am going to find you.
It's got Death holding him in his arms, kind of like the statue of David of Mary holding Jesus, and then a bunch of the characters in the background, you know, like Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Thing. I can't tell who some of these other ones are. But yeah, that's the images that I'm...
Damn it!
Oh, that's Daredevil. Okay, and there's yeah.
Screw that Daredevil guy. He's a wuss.
I'm anxious to see what comes out on.
Okay, the cover you're looking at is the graphic novel.
Is that what that is?
Yep. Okay. I'm trying to get you a copy. There we go. That's it.
You found it.
I did. It's not the one that I remember, but it is one of the versions that I remember.
All right. So we're pulling it up here, and we're going to look, and okay, that's still not with the monitors and all that.
Yeah, no, I'm saying what the original issue, like the first, that issue that they released was in a bed with an IV, monitors and some other stuff, and then that same group of heroes.
Right. You know which one I would love to see make it to film? and I only read that comic once.
There's thousands of them that I would like to see make it to film.
Well, the one I want to see is Hulk versus Thing.
Okay. You know that that has happened a number of times in the comic books, right?
In the comic books, but I want it on film. That was an interesting comic book.
Hulk would win. Hulk? Flat out, you would have to say Hulk would win.
Yes, he would.
Because the more he gets angry, the stronger he gets.
But so did Thing.
No, Thing didn't get stronger.
He was more solid.
He was Rock.
And? Rock beats scissors all the time.
Sure, and if your scissors are strong enough and you can lever it and you can tip it over.
Yeah. Oh, is that how that works?
Sure, if you got the big enough scissors. I got big scissors.
Yeah.
But
those huge scissors.
We're finished with that discussion. Dang it. I like Gotham.
I am still behind.
I love the character played by Penguin. And I'm not going to spoiler alert too much right now, but I am really loving how they're twisting the characters around. They showed Poison Ivy again, the young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was in the last episode of the mid-season. So they showed her Catgirl, who becomes Catwoman. Don't talk to her. She's crazy. Keep going. I love the scene interaction between Bruce, Catwoman, and Poison Ivy. It's freaking awesome. Because it highlights exactly how those characters... Look, they were young once. And then now, they became adults. That's what we're used to. But what we're looking at right now is that prehistory 10, 15 years ago.
Right. Right, because as Batman comes into play, the Penguin is much older.
Oh, much older.
Yeah. I'm still telling you, Enigma is going to break out eventually.
Well, of course. They keep putting him in enough times, and they put the question mark thing on him all the time. It's like, he's going to be the Riddler.
Oh, it's no doubt. And I think that guy might really pull this off.
The guy actually not too bad as the Riddler, but he's playing more a quizzical type. Oh, I don't really understand your world. Well, how about we try this? Do you know what this riddle means? Yes, it means nothing. Okay. Huh. That's not very challenging, right? I'm going to think something better up. But I kind of like it. It's kind of a different kind of spin, but it's kind of cool.
I think there's a lot that they're going to do with this. And this is DC, isn't it? Batman was DC, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is DC's push, and...
I don't know how much DC is involved with it as opposed to other people who have taken an idea or locked onto it and said, we can make this work.
I think DC is involved because of the fact that I'm starting to see a lot more with the Flash and the Arrow, and they're already getting ready to introduce new characters and maybe push new shows.
Speaking of Flash and Arrow, I don't like the Green Arrow. I don't like him. I think he's a pretentious snot.
You're not supposed to like him.
I'm sorry. I liked Oliver Queen in the comic books. He was like, okay, he's kind of wimpy and he doesn't really do much. He's got a bunch of bow and arrows and he runs around a lot. It's like, oh, okay, well, he's fine. Seems to be a nice enough dude. He gets involved in stuff. It's like, yeah, okay, it's cool. The TV show's like, I don't like him. Not because I don't like him being because he's one of these, oh, he might be dirty kind of bad boy type thing. It's like, I just don't like him. I don't like him as a character. I like the blonde girl playing Felicity in his group.
Oh my god, yes.
I love her. The black guy who's like a sidekick, I didn't really get too much of a vibe on him. And the only reason I know anything about Arrow is because they showed up in Flash.
They named him in the Flash.
I know that.
And I didn't catch his character name until they named it, and I was like, oh my god, how did I miss that?
Exactly.
And I forgot what they named him now, but yeah, I was just like, how? So I'm waiting for his character to develop, and of course they've already introduced Red Arrow. But I mean, I like this crossover. It was okay. They did double crossover. So
yes, I heard that there was a Arrow crossover as well, and Flash showed up there.
Yes, and that was freaking awesome because, again, it was Flash versus Arrow. And this time, of course, it's different. And of course, the way they end that episode is, you know, I'm going to shoot you this time again. He's like, not this time. So, I mean, it was just perfect. I mean, you had to watch both episodes to catch what was going on with this one on the Arrow. But it was good. I mean, it was a great little crossover. But they have, I mean, they really have pushed the, you know, what about these characters? And they've named a few that's coming forward. So I'm still curious if that's going to happen with what they're doing, or if that's just the, you know, potential hype to say, hey, here it comes, but there it goes. Maybe. Did you fall asleep or mute your mic? I know I'm not that boring. Ah, I must be. Okay. So, I guess while we wait for ZZ to come back, since we can't hear him.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you now. You muted your mic, didn't you?
Nope, I didn't. Cable got loose.
Uh-huh. And I was going to go to your intermezzo.
You're going to go to my intermezzo anyways.
Well, there we go.
That's what we're here for.
It is music time. Thank you.
It's only been a couple of weeks, but I still miss one of my favorite holidays of the year, Halloween! Halloween is so much fun! Barrels and barrels of candy for everyone! Brains, biscuits, biting into the middle of a cherry pie, a cake, a thing, all of those little pretty things, oh, so precious, precious. I'm looking forward to the Hobbit movie, the third one, the Five Armies. It's going to be parktacular.
Yeah, and I've heard some horrible things about it.
Don't listen to that crap. It's going to be awesome.
I hope so, because they're really talking bad.
They're going to scour the Shire.
I mean, I'm just hoping it goes really good, you know, because the others were great.
Did you see the clip?
No.
Did you not see the clip? Little 30-second clip that they released there a couple days ago?
No, I missed it then.
Smog out burning the town and Bard up there trying to shoot some arrows at him.
Hmm.
It's really cool.
Well, the only clip I saw was the big fight, the big armies coming together, you know.
Just... Oh, that's the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
This is an actual clip from the movie, front and doom, that's it. It's just a clip.
Right. No, I missed that.
Check it out, it's out there. I know it's out there. I seen it a couple of times. But, what did I see a trailer for a movie that I actually thought might be fun? Where's the fault line?
San Bernardino?
San Bernardino. They got another earthquake-type movie coming out.
Which fault line? The San Andreas fault?
San Andreas, that one. That's the name of the movie. The Rock is in it.
Well, I haven't seen that one.
I just saw the trailer for it the first time. I didn't even know it was coming out there. I saw it a couple days ago.
I never even heard of it.
That's what I'm talking about, brudda.
Hmm.
That's why I'm mentioning it. I'm edumacating people here. You, them, all of the people. I'm edumacating them.
Yeah, you're right. He's in it. He's a pilot.
It looks like it's going to be a good movie. I will watch it.
This is going to be predictable.
Of course. Because the seismologist people have already said, it's all wrong.
Well, you know that's going to be the case, but...
Well, of course, it's the Hollywood movie. What do you expect?
See here, it says it's a disaster film drama.
Yeah, disaster movies.
A helicopter pilot sets out to rescue his daughter after a massive tremor shakes up California. I mean, yeah.
I've seen that movie 14 times already.
Oh, wow. They put this kid in it, too. Colton Haynes.
Yeah, little blonde kid.
Yeah, he's the Red Arrow in Arrow.
Ah, poofed up an eye.
He was also in, what's the name of that? Teen Wolf.
I almost picked that up. I saw the DVDs at the store the other day.
It's not bad.
I'm not buying it.
But the dude's, I don't know, his acting's lacking something.
Really? It's lacking something?
Well, he's
like
not,
a backbone?
He's not like that girl on Twinkle who looks like a log when she acts. I mean,
that's my statement.
Yeah.
Little piece of wood walking across the screen, not saying anything, not doing anything, just a piece of wood with a face, make some noises walking across the screen.
Yeah.
So you're saying he doesn't have much of a range of emotion. He doesn't have any connection to the audience that he's portraying to.
Well, he looks like even in an emotional moment, you know, that sad moment, that moment you're supposed to feel for the...
Oh, I'm so sad.
He looks like he wants to beat the crap out of somebody at that moment. It's like, dude, you're acting the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Well, fine. I'm going to not watch that movie. No, I'm still going to watch that movie because things are going to blow up. Things are going to break. I like to see stuff like that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's... this one, some of the pictures I'm looking at for this...
The trailer is pretty intense. It's actually got some really good special effects on it.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm looking at these pictures. I mean,
it doesn't look quite as bad as 2012.
Well,
that was horrible.
That was bad. But you know, they did talk about that eventually there's supposed to be that great earthquake that moves California into this half of California into the ocean.
But that's not going to happen. The seismologists say that that can't possibly happen that way. It would have to be such a huge, massive earthquake.
And he pulled the plug again. He likes pulling that cable out. He's going to have to get some duct tape and stick it back to the to there. And
what are you doing playing with my cables?
I know what you're doing.
Stop it.
I know what you're doing.
I'm not playing with no cables.
You turn your head really quick and it goes boop.
Well, yeah, probably, because it's on an extension cord. I mean, the computer's way the hell over here, and I'm way the hell over here. Fine.
See?
Fine. I'm going to go to phase two of today's episode.
Okay.
We're going to talk comic books. New releases.
Wow.
I got a big buttload here. We're going to start with one of my highly anticipated, waiting for avidly comic books. Lady Demon, issue number one, coming out from Dynamite. It is a recontinuation on the fabulous Chaos Comics universe. Lady Demon, to go with Lady Death, and Purgatory, and Chastity, and Evil Ernie, and all the other fun characters that Chaos put out. So I have six different covers for that comic.
Nice.
I like it. It's the artwork. It's beautiful. Then we have The Brides of Helheim, issue number 3. It's weird. It's Viking. It's Icelandic. It's Nordic. It's fun. Star Trek, New Visions, Made Out of Mud. This is a series of, well, they took a bunch of pictures from the episode or whatever, put them all together, and made a whole new comic book story out of it by using images from the original TV series. This is pretty cool. I like it.
Speaking of which, you heard about the troubles they're having with this new Star Trek movie, right?
Yes, I heard about Numbnut. It is like, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's going to go on there, but we're moving on. Alice Cooper, issue number 4. The Master of the Nightmare Realm. I like it. V-Wars, by our good friends Mr. Mayberry. Continuing his kaleidoscopic efforts of all sorts of comic book stuff, his character Joe Ledger is in this issue. Two covers, because, you know, I'm that too crazy. Tower Chronicles, Dreadstalker, issue number 5. Matt Wagner and Simon Beasley. Who doesn't like that stuff? New series. Don't know anything about it yet, but I just liked the name, and I liked the characters in it. Harold, Lovecraft, and Tesla. Do you get this figure of this out? H.P. Lovecraft and Nikolai Tesla in a team-up. Two covers. Astro City number 18, because, you know, that's just cool. Guardians of the Galaxy Annual number 1. Love this cover. Don't know who the artist is yet? Oh, yes, I do know who the artist is. That's Frank Cho. I love his artwork. I'll be reading that one soon. East of West. Oh. The World Book. Oh, this is the information stuff. I can't read that right now. Rocket Raccoon, number 6. Because, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy is doing so well. Let's give him a comic book, too. George Perez's Sirens, number 2. Fun. Just fun. Oh, here we go. Jack, are you paying attention? Is Jack paying attention? Yep.
He's paying attention. He's just
okay,
paying.
Good. I'm just making sure. Next one is very important. Three covers. It's very important. Zombie Tramp. The explicit cover, the regular cover, and then the variant cover. I like my zombie tramp. My trampy tramp, my trampy tramp. Now, this next book is very important. It's a feminist book. It's about a very important book for women and equal rights and all that stuff. Bitch Planet. I don't know what it's about, but I don't care. It's just got that name. I like it. George Romero's Empire of the Dead, Act 2, issue number 4. Because it's got zombies and vampires.
Uh-huh.
New series from Top Cow called The Magdalena, Seventh Sacrament. This is a continuation of a story that they've... actually, it's a one-shot, but the storyline of The Magdalena has been something that Image has played with a little while. Then we have The Walking Dead, issue number. What the hell issue number is this? 135. It's been going on for a long time. Deadpool's Art of War. Hey, the Hulk's on there. Cool. Issue number 3. Love the covers on this. It's very Japanese old style, you know, with the rice paper stuff. It's cool. Avengers, issue number 39. This series, I like what they're doing. They're actually making the Avengers and the Marvel Universe fun.
Ooh.
I keep using this word fun all the time, but I really mean it. They're, this is sort of a world environment storyline where Reed Richards, Black Bolt, the Black Panther, and a few of the others, what they call the Illuminati, are trying to save the world by destroying other universes before their encroachment on this universe destroys this universe. And there's a whole bunch of people now trying to stop them because what they're doing is essentially killing people in order to be able to do that. Comic book has bent edges. What the hell? Stop that.
Did I get that right? Reed Richards is a bad guy?
Reed Richards is not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
It's just that other people think he's a bad guy.
Ah, okay.
So that's obviously conflict. Harley Quinn, the holiday special. Woo! Two covers. Because, you know, it's Harley Quinn. And it's just weird. Oh, look! The continuation of the Thor Has Boobs story. Number 3. Amazing Spider-Man Annual, number 1. Amazing Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse. The Spider-Verse is actually one of the first cool things they've done in the new Spider-Man. So, Spidey is representing an avatar of a what they call the totems. You know, the whole American Indian style belief in totemic spirits and stuff like that. And there's the spider person in all the various Marvel universes. But there is this other group that's actually hunting them and eating them. I like it.
Spider for dinner.
Spiders for dinner. Spiders for lunch. I don't care what you had for brunch. Afterlife with Archie, number 7. Continuing Zombies with Archie. Yay! And Cave Woman Rising, issue number 1. It's a new series there. It's a TNA series, but it's funny. Southern Dog, number 4. Really kind of a strong story that's dealing with a whole lot of controversial issues right now, racism and all sorts of stuff like that. And then this issue, I think you're going to probably check it out. Even possibly, I'm going to post a picture of it online and a Facebook thing, and I'm going to make Jack jealous and unhappy and say, oh, he's got to go get it. So you know what squirrels are, right?
Uh-huh.
Squirrelers! Squirrel warriors. It's actually an awesome cover. I may have to get a copy, another copy, just because.
Gotcha.
Just because. Because yep. Captain Caveman. Captain Caveman is dead, man.
We need more Captain. Kind of like more cowbell.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Need more cowbell.
Yeah, walking, there's not going to be any more walking in any of the Captain Caveman. Hey, Captain Caveman!
Why not?
I don't know. Because he's dead?
No.
Yes. The guy who did his voice, I think, was... what's his face? Oh, man. Scooby-Doo guy. Casey Kasem.
Yeah, what?
I think he did the voice, didn't he?
Did Shaggy's voice.
Yes, he did Shaggy's voice. I agree with you on there. But I think he did other voices, too. Mel Blanc. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, and I know Mel Blanc's dead, but there's a new guy doing Scooby's voice as well, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, whatever.
But he's I will say, and I know he's not a Casey Kasem, but Jesus, this dude is perfect. I forgot his name now. From 13 Ghost and
him. Yeah. Well, he's not just doing the voice. Oh yeah.
He's acting it, and there's a cartoon series out that he's acting.
Yeah. He also did was in Wing Commander.
Yes. And I'm telling you, this guy Matthew Lillard.
Yes, that's him.
This dude is the
He was in Hackers as well.
Yes. He is the perfect Shaggy. I mean, he acts it. Dude. When I saw him in the film, I was like, hell yeah!
I would agree. He is a good Shaggy. Yes. Those damn meddling kids always getting in my way.
And their dog, too.
And their dog. And don't forget that Scrappy Doo, because that little punk needs to be stepped on and squashed. Especially the version in the movies. The live-action movie one where he turns out to be the bad guy at the end.
I remember that one. It was so funny, though, when they threw him to the curb and kept driving.
Yeah. And he tried peeing on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious. But
yes,
we got like a couple of minutes left to the show. Don't you know? Don't you know?
We do. We do.
I'm thinking of a number. What number am I thinking of?
One.
No.
Oh, because I was thinking we were thinking of you.
What?
Huh?
What the hell you say there?
The only one zombie that rules it all.
That's a good number, but that's not the number I was thinking of.
Ah. Okay. I'm not sure.
Come on! Give it another try.
400,623... I don't know.
Close.
Really?
Yep.
2015?
Nope. Oh. 47.
47, okay.
Yes. Why does that number have any relevance to anything?
That's how old you are.
No.
Hey, I was trying to be nice.
I was that age a while ago.
At one time.
A while ago.
Yeah. So why does 47?
I don't know. The whole randomness thing is think of a number. It's like, okay, I picked a number. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't relate anything. It's not indicative of anything.
Hmm.
It's definitely polysyllabic.
And how?
And it's 5 plus 42.
Well, yeah.
See?
And what number goes into 47?
None.
Hmm.
Just one.
See, so one was the right number.
Well, no. It's what they call a prime number. In the sequence, I believe. I don't believe you can divide 47 by anything. Can you divide it by 7? 7 is 49.
No. No, I think 47 is a prime number.
Yay! I picked one out of my ass and it was a prime number. Woohoo! Oh, well. So, I just want everybody to A, buy my book, Separate and Distinct, Disparate and Distinct. It's fun. It's poetry. It's horror. It'll scare the poop out of you. Not really, but it'll be poetic. Maybe the poop will be poetically pooped out of you. I'm not going there either. Amazon, online, all that fun stuff. Just do it. Follow us on the Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter. Follow us just not when I go poop, because that would be creepy. And not when I'm driving, because I might just run you over.
It's all about the flush. No floaters.
No, it's not about that. It's about the rebel bases.
The dark side of the force. It's
all about the base. The base. No rebels. Ha ha!
Uh huh.
Ha 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 ha! Can't use the actual sounds because that's copyrighted.
Is it now?
Yes. Did you know that they actually made those noises just by hitting some metal thingies? I can't remember what the hell it was. But it's like the high-tension wire or whatever. They're just running up and down the high-tension wire with a metal bar of some sort. I think it was rebar.
Huh. No, I did not know that. But I know there is a kind of like a lightsaber that you can swing around, and because it's a hollow tube, it makes that same sound.
Cool. I don't want one, though.
No.
I want a real lightsaber. I want to cut shit up.
There you go.
Because that just makes me happy. But it is now 10 o'clock. It is that time of the show where we say, thank y'all for coming down. Enjoy the party. Come back again next week and make sure to bring more cookies.
There you go. Good night.
Good night.
A big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.